for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is the Friday evening service of March the 31st, 1995, of the Spring Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook is the speaker for the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And then you'll notice something here. I ain't through yet. Hang on, all right? Look in verse 6. The woman did something. Come on, help me now. She fled into the wilderness, for she hath a place prepared of God, that they, everybody say they. The they is, or the ones in verse 5, the man shall, that they should feed her there in that wilderness 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. Now, there are going to be those who will not break into sonship. Not everybody's going to be in the, we would say, the overcoming company or the first fruit company. But that doesn't mean we look down on anybody. Can you hear that? We're not saying, well, you know, look at us, we're elite or whatever. No, how many know none of us have arrived yet? And we think we have, we're deceived. Amen? Amen. But not everybody will break into that sonship company. Praise the Lord. But I want to tell you something back here before I change into some other scriptures or go into some other scriptures. I see something happening. I see the church pregnant with the church standing on the old church order. I'm going to explain that. I see the church, this woman that he describes here, pregnant with the church, the overcomers, and she's standing on the old church order thing. How many believe God wants to destroy a lot of the old order in all of us? I could teach a lot on that old orders or order of things. You can use Saul and David, a good example. And how many of there was great warfare between the house of David and the house of Saul? Come on. And David waxed stronger, and the house of David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. And God is bringing forth his David. Do you believe that? His overcomer. Now, we see something here in verse 6. I see something. God is feeding this woman through the overcomer. Now, how many believe tonight we're in the church? We're in Jerusalem, that our mother, which is above. Isn't that right? How many thank God for the church tonight? I thank God for the church, universal and local, wherever. Praise God. But we see that once the man-child breaks forth in to this fullness and being called to the throne, he does not forsake the woman. He ministers back to her. He nourishes and feeds her. Isn't that right? Now, if you go to Zechariah, we see the same pattern. Zechariah chapter 4. You can also read Revelation 11. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 4. Now, there's a lot in Zechariah. You can teach the seven spirits of God, like Isaiah talks about it. Revelation talks about it. One of the books speaks of redemption, one speaks of restoration. The book of Revelation speaks of revelation. And yet they all talk about the seven spirits of God. And here in Zechariah 4, in verse 10, who hath despised the day of small things? How many believe those few little fishes and that few little loaves that the boy had for lunch was just a small thing? But Jesus took a small thing and come on. Jesus took a little small fish hook, come on, threw it in the water, and there came up a fish, and he took, you know, Peter took them money and paid their taxes. That was a small thing. He said, don't despise small things. Amen. Now, notice, they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. Now, those seven speaks about the seven eyes. How many know that he's all seeing tonight? Full revelation, full insight, perception, discernment is in the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And they are the eyes of the Lord. Notice. And I could talk a lot about those eyes, which run to and fro through the whole earth. Now in Revelation, when that says that, it's the time of the opening of the seals and the fullness How many believe that some of the seals have already been opened in Revelation? And this is just a possibility. We're coming up to the sixth seal. I don't know how you feel or believe it. I believe we're coming up possibly to the sixth seal. And I believe the sixth seal is destruction. But how many know God wants to seal his people before destruction hits? And how many know that's already going on in the process? Isn't that right? As we submit to the Lord. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. I believe that. Now, that here he talks about these eyes going throughout the earth. Now, verse 11. Then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees? The olive trees produce olive oil, which is a picture of the Holy Spirit. And he said, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and on the left side? Well, the candlestick or lampstand represents the church. Isn't that right? Revelation chapter 1, verse 20. Represents the church. How many thank God again for the church?
Amen.
And he saw these two trees on the left and right of the candlestick or the lampstand. And that's also shown there in Revelation chapter 11. And then he said something. Look at this now. I answered again and said to him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty, everybody say empty, empty the golden oil out of themselves. Now, how many know you can't empty anything unless you got it in you? I mean, that's, you don't have to be too smart to know that. But I see this fullness being poured into these people here. I don't just see two people. Look in verse 6. Here's a key. Then he answered and spake to me, saying, this is the word, everybody say word,
word,
of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. You have the word and the spirit, or the anointed word.
Amen.
That is the two witnesses. The word and the spirit in a people. How many know that speaks of God the Father and Jesus Christ himself?
Amen.
In a people. Of course, by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we see here that there are three things I want to show you. The golden lampstand, golden pipes, and golden oil. Now, how many know gold represents his nature? How many thank God for the nature of God tonight? Now, these two are prophets. They're called not only olive trees, but they're called two prophets. Now, whether the church likes prophets or not, Brother Jack, how many know the prophets are coming?
Yeah, the prophets.
And God's going to raise them up in many places, isn't he?
Yeah.
Whether we like him or don't like him, he's bringing the prophets on the scene in this end time. Just like he brought John on the scene before Jesus, come on, who prepared the way of the Lord, didn't he?
Yeah.
God's bringing some prophets on the scene. Well, how many know if a man's a prophet, is Christ the prophet in the man?
Yeah.
Isn't that right? Or whoever he uses. Praise God. And so it says, they're going to empty the golden oil out of themselves. Now, the problem is, many churches, many pastors, I guess I'd say, don't want any prophets in their church. Because they feel threatened. I don't know why they should feel threatened. Because they'll bring revelation. This is revelation being poured into the church of Jesus Christ. But if we cut off the prophets, we cut off fresh revelation to the church.
Amen.
And that's why some churches are flourishing and growing and being blessed, because God, they're open to the ministry. God's pouring himself through the ministry into the church.
Amen.
I mean, thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, notice something here. He answered and said to me, knowest thou not what these be? And like most churches today, no, Lord, I don't know what this is. All I know is the pastor and the evangelist don't know anything about the prophet or the apostle or even some teachers. But look at verse 14. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand before the Lord of the whole earth. The Hebrew says, sons of fresh oil. That's what the Hebrew says. I've looked it up. These are sons of fresh oil. Oh, hallelujah. We need a freshness tonight, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Amen? We need to open up to the ministry God sends our way. Amen? Let fresh revelation begin to pour into us. And oh, how many know fresh oil comes with it? Glory. And you notice where they're standing? Before the Lord of the whole earth. Which means no fleshly and religious activity. They will not move, dare not move until God tells them to move. When Jack was here last time, you need to get the tape. Jack preached on the eunuch. And you need to get that tape. I guarantee it'll be a blessing to you. These are eunuchs. Hallelujah. Amen. They will not reproduce out of themselves. Only, come on, by and through the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? Amen. So these are God's sons. Fresh oil. And you know, when the manna came, it had the taste of fresh oil. David says in Psalms that the Lord's going to anoint us with fresh oil. I want some freshness in my life.
Amen.
Glory. I want some freshness in my life. Hallelujah. Thank God. So these are God's olive trees. These are God's prophets. These are the Word and the Spirit and the people. These are the two witnesses, or the two martyrs, literally. I had a dream the other day, and I saw a jacket and some other things. But at the close of that dream, I saw I'd been preaching Revelation chapter 11, and I knew the consequence that was coming with it. God, let me see something there. How many know God can show us more in 5 seconds than we'll ever dream about seeing? Come on. Now, what He may show me may be for me. It may not be for anybody else. But I thank God for what He showed me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Some call it the Moses-Elijah company. I mean, now, what are these two prophets doing here? They're pouring oil right into the church. Now, Revelation 12:6, what was happening? The man-child, come on, was feeding, nourishing the woman. Same picture. Who's got that tonight?
I got it.
Elijah was fed first by the woman. And then he prophesied that meal barrel would never go dry. Remember that? Same picture. Hallelujah. I mean, hearing God tonight. One other thing I'm going to show you. If I can. Turn to Revelation. I'm going to close here. My, you could go on and on. There's so many things we could get into through these scriptures. I mean, this word is rich. Now look in verse 7. Now we've been told that this one of these seven angels coming and it's going to bring the wrath of God on the earth. In the time when God's raising up His true church and when He's destroying the harlot. Or when there's a harlot in Europe. Now, you'll notice in 15th chapter, it's a little different here. In verse 7, it says, now remember one of the angels come to John, right? Now here it says, one of the four beasts. How many see that? How many know that in Ezekiel, he gives a picture of these beasts? Huh? And he sees these coming out of the north over in Ezekiel. And what was the four faces that he saw? Come on, help me now. A man, a lion, an ox, later which was changed to cherub over in chapter 10, and an eagle. Now, I know cherubims can represent a lot of things. How many know you see them talking about redemption and creation in Revelation? They also, in chapter, 5, talk about with being redeemed by the blood. You ever read that scripture? Huh? How many know they're also a picture of the Lord, the nature of the Lord? I mean, there's many pictures that we can see. But how many faces were there? All right, I want you to look at this. I want you to think, just like in your mind, a circle and put soul in it. How many's got it there? And then draw four little circles around that big circle and put one man, come on, lion, ox, and an eagle. Okay? Now, how many know that the lion is a picture of the emotions? I'm talking about the soul now. The ox is a picture of the will. The eagle is a picture there's two others. What are the part of the soul? Mind, will, emotions, desires. Okay. One's a picture of the desire. One's a picture of the mind. Mind, desire, will, and emotions. You got that? I'm talking about the soul. Now go back over to Revelation. Read the scripture with me. Chapter 15, verse 7. One of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. Now, does the scripture say we're going to judge angels? Does the scripture say we're going to judge the world? How many know that we're not going to judge anything until we, God, deals with our soul? Until we begin to take on His mind, His will, His emotions, and His desires. Who can hear that tonight? Amen? Now, how many believe that we're blowing the trumpets tonight? How many believe we might be involved in pouring out some of these vows?
Hallelujah.
But we're not going to do it until God deals with us. Come on first. And gets our soul right with God. Who can hear that tonight? Because the church is not destined for wrath. Praise God. But we might be right in the midst of it seeing it happen. Isn't that right? Praise God. I don't think we're going to be raptured off if we're living. We're going to be here. Praise the Lord. But God wants to do a work in our soul. And that's why we must submit to deliverance. How many know that's vital tonight? Deliverance is vital to your soul and my soul. Get set free. Praise the Lord. Because God is about ready to do some things. Praise the Lord. How many know He first reveals things to His prophets about what He's about to do?
Amen.
Believe the prophets, it says, and you shall prosper. Amen? I believe that. In Ezra 6:14, I want to close with this scripture. If you look there with me, I'll close with it. Ezra 6:14 in the Old Testament. And I tell you, there's a lot in these books of Nehemiah and Ezra and Esther. But in chapter 6:14, you'll notice the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah. How many know that a prophetic word can change your life around? How many know it can also put you in the fire? But it said, believe the prophets and you shall prosper. And right here, as they prophesied, there was a prosperity imparted. Hallelujah. And we need whatever prosperity God wants to give us. Isn't that right? Any kind. Hallelujah. We know tonight there is a travail on people in the church today. But I believe that travail is going to increase. For God to bring forth His Son. Somebody said, well, what's the sign of the great tribulation or trouble coming? Whatever you want to call it. Pressure. The great affliction. My sign will be, I want to see these overcomers raised up in power and see them move throughout their whole earth as Jesus ministered. I want to see them minister. To me, that's going to be the sign of the trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to bring some trouble on the world.
Amen.
Praise God. But you know what? We can't judge anything until we're judged. How many believe that?
Yeah.
Praise God. Any questions tonight? Take about 2 minutes here. I'll let Jack answer. Praise the Lord. On what we've talked about. Yes, sister. Just stand right up and give your question. Yes, ma'am. The mysteries of God. Yes. I have no problem with that. I believe when we got saved, we're sealed. I believe when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, there's a sealing. But there's still a sealing for the mind yet, isn't there? I mean, on Exodus, there were three sealings. The breastplate, come on, help me now. The shoulders and the mitre, which said wholeness to the Lord. I believe when you're saved, there's a sealing begins to take place. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, there's a sealing. But I believe the final sealing is the mind of Christ.
Yeah.
And that's what we've got to come into. Thank you, sister. Somebody else? Praise the Lord. Yes. Uh-huh. I believe there's a measure of judgment now, but I believe it's going to increase. As we go on into the day of the Lord, we're going to see an increase. But we're also going to see an increase in power and light come into the church to those that are crying out. Do you believe that? Isaiah 60 said, darkness and gross darkness shall cover the people, but at that time the glory shall be seen upon you. Amen? So darkness is coming, but the light is coming. Hallelujah. And the light's greater than darkness. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody else? Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Well, God only knows His heart. I wouldn't. Well, let me put it this way, sister. I don't believe we have to have the Holy Ghost to go to heaven. We have to be covered by the blood of Jesus, first of all. But thank God for those who, of us and others that are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the blood of Jesus is what covers us. Isn't that right? We're saved by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. So that's, to me, that's the key. Wherever, let's pray for this man. Father, we lift up this man. We pray mercy for him, Lord. God, you know his heart. We don't. We pray for him. Not only for him, but many others in the churches, Lord. God, that you would take the blinders off, Father. That you would, Lord, deal with many people, not only to be saved, but filled with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, even many in our churches that we know of, Lord, who are yet to come into, Lord, this experience with the Holy Spirit, that you would fill many, Lord, do a mighty work, Lord, in people now, Lord, this day, in Jesus' name. You know, there's some people I've seen that cannot receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit till they get deliverance. You ever seen that? I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying I've seen that. One lady I knew in particular, she could never receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. until the spirit of Python was cast out of her. And once that Python came out of her head, immediately she began to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. There's some so bound. They're so bound. Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you. God love you. Got a privilege to get to share the Word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the church of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the overcomers you're bringing forth. Lord, we lift up the church. We lift up the overcomers. We lift up your people tonight, not only here, but wherever they are tonight, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you are revealing yourself and bringing forth, Lord God, your people in this hour. I thank you, Father, for the things you've showed me just lately, Lord. I give you praise and honor, Lord. And over these many years in my own life, thank you for these precious people. These are the sheep of your pastor. They don't belong to any man. They belong to you, Lord. We bless them and encourage them tonight. And we ask, Father, that you would give them a good night's rest tonight, Lord, and that you would bring them back tomorrow to worship and to adore you and to fall at your feet. Hallelujah. And to give you honor and praise. Father, I lift up the rest of the meetings. Bless Kyle as he ministers tomorrow. Brother Speed tomorrow night, Lord. And those who minister Sunday. I lift up, Lord, the rest of the meetings. I ask you to move upon those who also will be traveling, going home tomorrow. I lift them up. Ask your protection over them. And those who are coming in, we ask your blessings upon us in Jesus' name. And we all said,
amen.
Amen. I have some books and tapes in the back. If anybody wants a free will offering, may God help you. I mean, you help yourself. May God bless you tonight. You're dismissed. Praise the Lord. And God will.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.